Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And while you're at it, if you've never been on the Pro Wrestling Podcast before, go to our website at frowrestling.com. If you want to check out all the topics that we're going to cover in every episode, that's where you find it, the homepage of the Pro Wrestling Podcast at frowrestling.com. If throughout the week you get questions, comments, anything you want us to talk about or address on any of our episodes, by all means, call into the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line at 267-642-1160. We're coming to you right now. This is a special episode. Breaking news in the world of professional wrestling today. Rich Swann, WWE Cruiserweight talent, former Cruiserweight champion, has been arrested in Florida on several charges stemming from a domestic dispute with a female wrestler as they were driving from a wrestling event down in Florida. So apparently what happened was the initial reports were stating that Rich Swann was in the car having a heated conversation with a talent, a female wrestler, who I guess he was unhappy with her performance in the ring and was critiquing her work. And what ended up happening was the conversation escalated to the point that it got very volatile. And the young lady apparently, when the car slowed down, opened the door and jumped out of the car. Rich Swann apparently stopped the car, went and retrieved the young lady, put her into a headlock, and forced her back into the vehicle. There were eyewitnesses who filled out police reports. He was booked on a variety of charges, including kidnapping and aggravated assault type charges. And now, if convicted on all charges, he faces up to 6 years in prison. WWE, to their credit, thank you Vince McMahon and WWE for being very forward thinking about these types of things. Unlike other sports organizations like the NFL, when they had their Ray Rice incident, WWE came out immediately and said that they do have a zero tolerance policy for domestic violence, and Rich Swann has been suspended indefinitely. Without question, he is gone from the 205 Live roster for the foreseeable future, potentially for good. Now, here's the thing, people. It is a tense situation right now in the media and in the world right now. People have to act in a certain way. Putting your hands on a young lady under any circumstances, not the right decision. Rich Swann was a promising character on 205 Live. I only last night in our episode spoke about how they needed to cultivate somebody who could be a challenger for the Cruiserweight Championship. Rich Swann was one of the first people in my mind that they could have done that with, being a former champion, being as over with the fans as he is. But that is all going to come to a screeching halt now because of Rich Swann doing something that is incredibly ridiculous, incredibly out of line, and something that it's just not going to go away. This is going to haunt him for a very long time, even if he were to be found innocent. This is what I don't think some people out there don't understand. It doesn't always matter what the impetus was, what caused the situation. You cannot act in a certain way, especially if you're, obviously he's a athletically gifted physical specimen of his own against a young lady. Like, what are you thinking? Horrible decision on Rich Swann's part. And unfortunately, it has put WWE in a bad way where they're going to have, they had to make a decision and they made the right one. He is gone from World Wrestling Entertainment. Wanted to bring you that breaking news. Thank you, by the way, to Harold in St. Louis. Harold, your contributions to the Pro Wrestling Podcast, being our number one Patreon member, allowed us the technology and the opportunity to give you guys a live remote update. That's what we're using. This is the first time we're using it. So thank you, Harold. This could not have happened without you. And if you want to become a member of the Pro Wrestling Podcast family, go to our Patreon page at patreon.com/Pro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today to become a Patreon member. We would love your support. Helps us bring better quality and more frequent content to the Pro Wrestling Podcast every time we have the great contributions of our listeners. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much. That is all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us in our next episode for breaking news and rumors in the world of professional wrestling. Until next time, I am Mr. Fro, Fred Froelich, signing off. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.